With Memorial Weekend upon us, pools and aquatic centers will begin opening for the season. Saturday, a brand new aquatic center will open in Rogers. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently toured the facility. Here's her report.
Earlier this week, the site of the Rogers Aquatic Center was fairly quiet, save for a few whirling power tools and chirping birds. Aquatic Center manager Susie Turek says that will change soon.
I'm enjoying the quiet right now because I know Saturday chaos will ensue. Fun chaos, but chaos nonetheless.
That fun chaos will be a result of the center officially opening for business Saturday. The aquatic park is tucked away in a residential area near the middle of town, located perhaps appropriately in the shadow of two of the city's large water towers. The center occupies what used to be the site of Doc Wheeler Park. The project was funded by a 2011 bond issue. Turek started her position as center manager in January. Turek says she has a background in aquatic management and water park management is her favorite. She says she likes the energy that guests bring.
It's happy, it's fun, people are here to enjoy it. You know, you see families together, bonding time. It's just a positive energy. Of course, it's outside, it's moving around, it's never a dull moment. But also the team of workers, the lifeguard team, I get to see them grow, evolve into self-confident mentors, leaders. They recognize what they can do for people, for the community, and they realize the littler ones that come look up to them. I remember being that kid looking up to the lifeguards when I was little and then realizing when I was a lifeguard at 15, 16, wow, I really can make a difference in how I behave, how I act, how I interact. And I had my own role models that were, that it really affected how I became who I am now, and I'm hoping that these guards are able to do the same for others, and I think they see that.
Turek says they have 76 lifeguards on staff, as well as 25 employees who will man the kitchen and 8 people working on admissions. She says they will have about 20 lifeguards each day at any given time, keeping an eye on guests playing on the plethora of water rides. There is a family activity pool that Turek says is designed for families with kids under 48 inches tall. It's 3.5 feet deep and includes floatable play structures, basketball goals, and a volleyball net. The park also includes a lazy river that measures 500 linear feet. Other amenities include a lap pool, a rock climbing wall, and for those who are perhaps a little more adventurous and taller than 48 inches, there are a number of water slides. These include a pair of speed slides, a bowl slide, and 2 winding flume slides. Near a couple of the pool areas, there are a handful of white chairs to assist disabled guests.
We have 4 ADA lifts for people who either will have trouble getting in or getting out. We've got one at the old swimming hole, one at the lazy river, one at the lap pool, competition pool, and one at our rock climbing wall. Should we have some people who want to swim in the deeper pool, I'll show you that, but want to get in and play, but may not be able to, you know, fully pull themselves out, so we can assist them in getting out.
The Aquatic Center also offers swim lessons, options for businesses to reserve the park after hours, special memberships for fitness and lap swimmers, and a chance to be a part of the Ballistic Bullfrogs summer swim team. The team name was likely inspired by the center's mascot, a frog named Wet Willie.
Wet Willie is our mascot. You'll see him on all of our tickets and shirts and signage and brochures. He's the one that welcomes everybody in. This is his oasis, and we love him because, you know, it's sort of a play on words. Every kid knows what a wet willy is, and if they get a chuckle when they hear his name, that we've done our job with Wet Willy. He's a pretty cool frog.
While the center is open to anyone, it will once again provide a nearby place for Rogers residents to swim after the lake at Atlanta Pool was closed for the 2012 season. Turk says municipalities around the country are moving towards this type of facility in order to offer something new and accommodating for its residents. She says these centers also attract guests from surrounding areas who help bring in revenue to the town. Turek says they expect to have about $500,000 in operation costs that will have to be recouped during the 11-week season.
Our challenge was to recognize that we want to offer opportunities to everyone in the area, but financially be responsible and not run in the red and be able to recoup our $500,000 operations costs in that 11 weeks. So that's really our challenge, and it's something that we'll continue to look at and tweak. You know, we want to get through this first season and see what are the trends? How are they play out? What can we expect? Because a lot of our expectations are conclusions from information that we've pulled from different parks, running numbers, just running the numbers to see what we would have to charge, trying to account for the unknowns like electricity, water costs, weather that would create problems for attendance. So there's a lot of unknowns that we're trying to factor in, but we really won't know for sure until this season's over.
The Rogers Aquatic Center is located at 1707 South 26th Street, and it officially opened Saturday. Its regular hours of operation will be from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and from noon to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Kids smaller than 36 inches are admitted for free. Admission prices are cheaper for Rogers residents, and there are a variety of options available, from purchasing a single entry to purchasing a 10-punch pass. The 10-punch passes are on sale at half price until 7 o'clock Saturday night. Center manager Susie Turk says admission prices are all-inclusive. There are no additional parking fees or fees for using the center's floating tubes. There is a 25-cent fee if you want to rent a locker. Admission prices are good for the entire day, so Turk says guests are able to get their hand stamped if they choose to leave the center for a while and then return later that day. More information is available at RogersAquaticCenter.com.